Breakfast Briefing
with Gallagher, providing business insurance, financial planning solutions and personal insurance nationwide.
Actually, not a lot in the papers today because it looks like all the newspaper staff were at the count centres over the weekend. It's just wall-to-wall election coverage and not a lot else in the papers. We'll begin with the Irish Independent. They're looking at Fianna Fáil after the election. A pretty bruising weekend for Fianna Fáil. They got a second last finish in Dublin Central for John Stevens, and Killian Keane came fifth in Galway West. So the Indo says that there are mounting fears in Fianna Fáil that the party has been turned into one entity with Fine Gael in the minds of voters. Voters seem to think that there's not much between Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael. And we had a massive transfer of votes for Sean Kine from the Fianna Fáil candidate Killian Keane. Noel Thomas, the independent candidate, has said Fine Gael is gorging on his former party, predicting Fianna Fáil will be electorally destroyed by its coalition partners. The Irish Examiner says that Micheál Martin is selfish. Taoiseach Micheál Martin is facing further backlash from Fianna Fáil TDs who've branded him selfish, accusing him of damaging the party as part of his victory lap in the wake of dismal by-election performances. Apparently, TDs in Fianna Fáil are absolutely furious and they're warning that the party has become transfer toxic, adding that it was being blamed for an unpopular budget and the fuel protests. And it's quite interesting to see that you had Fianna Fáil doing so poorly and yet their coalition partners Fine Gael winning the by-election. So some TDs think Fianna Fáil is getting all of the blame. The Irish Daily Mail looks not at Fianna Fáil but at Sinn Féin. And it says Sinn Féin is in turmoil after poor by-election outcomes. Major infighting between left and right-wing factions has engulfed Sinn Féin in the wake of its disastrous by-election results at the weekend. So while the other papers think it was a disaster for Fianna Fáil, the Mail thinks it was a disaster for Sinn Féin. And it says that the party is facing pressure from its left-wing allies in opposition, with Holly Kearns, who's obviously the leader of the Social Democrats, saying Sinn Féin was at a crossroads on a range of policy areas and needed to figure out where it was going as a party. Irish Daily Star on the front page tells us that a Garda has been hospitalised after he was injured in a shocking ramming incident. This happened in Finglas in Dublin. Officers chased down the suspect after a stolen SUV had been driven into an unmarked Garda car. And the Irish Sun thinks that the biggest country, the biggest story in Ireland today is Rebecca Vardy. This is the main story. Rebecca Vardy says hell will freeze over before she ever apologises to Colleen Rooney over the Agatha Christie row. You'd know it's summertime when we're still talking about Agatha Christie. The wife of Jamie Vardy says she must live with her libel loss to Wayne Rooney's missus. But Rebecca Vardy, accused of leaking stories about Colleen, said, I'm never going to apologise for something I didn't do. Hell will freeze over before I do that. And if you didn't have enough on the front page of Rebecca Vardy, we've two more pages inside the Sun. So plenty to be reading there. That's kind of not it's one of the main stories in the papers because it's really just the election stuff. I do see back to politics. The Irish Times tells us that there's going to be plans to relax the rules for rural housing. A lot of people, including myself, would love a one-off home in rural Ireland, but it's hard to build them. And now they're going to relax the rules for rural housing, and this is to increase supply. And these plans are going to be brought before the Cabinet next month. Restrictions on one-off homes in developments along main roads and on new homes behind existing houses will be eased under the plans. And at the moment, we kind of have a situation here in Ireland where rural housing policy varies from county to county. Some local authorities are a lot more strict than others. So there's going to be a loosening of the definition of what satisfies economic or social need. So that would mean you could build in areas where people are from or where they work without the need to be a farmer. Because this is the big thing. I know of people who built houses with stables, and they never had any interest in having horses, but the only reason they could get planning permission was because they had a stable. But now you won't need to be a farmer, essentially, to be able to build a one-off house. You'll just have to be from the area. Elsewhere, it's beautiful weather today, as we know, and a lot of people are planning a staycation. The Mail says almost 4 in 10 people in Ireland will choose a staycation for their main holiday this year. Now, my definition of a staycation is that you stay in your house, but apparently a staycation is that you just holiday in Ireland somewhere, and a lot of Irish people are avoiding overseas travel altogether. A fifth, 20% of Irish people, no interest going abroad this year. So why would you go abroad when we've 27 degrees here, a beautiful country? People are worried about their flights being cancelled. And just in general, sort of war around the world, and they say they're not going to go abroad. 83% are worried about delays and cancellations, according to this research, which is in the Mail, and it's from Hastings Hotel. And you can have lovely holidays in Ireland as well. I see in the Star, there's a man who's going to make a lot of us feel very, very guilty, because at 86 years of age, Dave Walsh is going to run in the Cork City Marathon. There are people who are 50 years younger, including myself, who couldn't do a marathon. But there we go, at 86, he's going to take part in the marathon on May 31st. Dave Walsh is going to mark his fifth marathon. So this guy has done 5 marathons since getting a double hip replacement, if you don't mind. And he finished second in the over 70s section after the double hip replacement in one of his marathons there. So good luck to him. That's on May 31st. So he'll spend the weekend getting ready for the marathon. Final story. We're back to the 90s in the I newspaper. Basically, they've been asking people what things from the 90s they would like to see again. And in the list we have leaving the house without a phone. That's one of the main things people would like to bring back from the 1990s. People feel too attached to their phone, I suppose, and they want to leave that at home. Of course, you can leave your house without your phone as well and pretend that you're in the 90s. Also, people, I love this one, people want free gifts in cereal boxes, which certainly was a factor in a lot of people's childhoods, and you don't see that much anymore. Also, people would like an Argos catalogue as well. Lots of people spent many, many hours leafing through the Argos catalogue. People want music videos from MTV. Also, they want to go and rent a video in the local movie store. Also, Game Boys, people want back. They want 90s lingo. And they want event television. Apparently, Madonna debuted Frozen on National Lottery Live, and people miss this. They miss their classic TV shows and big moments. I see 63% yearn for classic Saturday morning television as well. I used to love SMTV Live. Kat Deely used to do it in Anton Deck, and then I think Brian Dowling did it as well. So people want to watch SMTV Live, and they want to watch Live and Kicking as well. So they are the top things that people want to bring back from the 90s. Now, those are the stories in the papers.
Breakfast Briefing
with Gallagher, providing business insurance, financial planning solutions and personal insurance nationwide.